For opening words, I invite you to join me in responsively reading number 664 in your hymnals, in the gray hymnals. Give us the spirit of the child. Today we will be talking about appreciation, and appreciation is, in fact, an attitude of the heart, a quality of the spirit that I believe is captured in the wonder of a child. So let us read responsively. Give us the spirit of the child. Give us the child who lives within. The child who receives without reservation, the child who gives without judgment.
Give us the child's eyes, that we may receive the beauty and freshness of this day and our sunrise.
Give us a child's ears, that we may hear the music of mythical times.
Give us a child's heart.
Give us a child's faith, that we may be cured of our cynicism.
Give us the spirit of the child, who is not afraid to need, who is not afraid to love.
May it be so. Thank you. Please be seated. Wow, that's a real setup for a little homily here. Great. So, today we're talking about appreciation. And I think you can really sense the feeling of appreciation for all elements of this community. This community is a whole. It's made of its parts, and we appreciate each part in a very special way. I'm going to return to the reading that we did at the opening of our service, Give Us the Spirit of a Child, because the more and more that I thought about appreciation as I was preparing for this morning, I thought, boy, we grow up and we put all kinds of blocks into our spirit, into our hearts, into our heads about fully appreciating life. And it occurred to me that appreciation is actually our natural set point, that we are probably born with wonder, born with amazement, born with interest, born with a kind of passion, born without censors and boundaries around the joy of appreciation, the joy within, the love within, everything that we just sang about. So I'm going to look back at that reading we did. Give Us the Spirit of the Child, that was written by Sarah Moores Campbell. Give us the child who lives within. Right there, the child lives within. You don't have to go searching too far. The child lives within, is accessible, and is waiting for permission to be his self or to be herself. The child who trusts. Wow. Wow. As we go through life, it sometimes becomes harder to trust, but what a price to pay. What a price to pay for growing what we call wiser. Not so sure about that. The child who imagines, imagination, creativity, open to possibilities. The child who is open to possibilities, full of wonder, not a naysayer, not a naysayer. I don't know about you. I'm pretty much of a Pollyanna sometimes, but I'm still too much of a naysayer. I still question my inner impulses. I still react out of fear sometimes. And I believe that that really hinders my ability to appreciate the beauty that's around me, the goodness in the heart of the person who's talking to me. I look for the problem. I've got my radar up. I'm trying to learn to keep my radar down. The child who sings, sings without worrying what it sounds like now. Some of you know, I move away from the mic during hymn time because, you know, the choir sounds so nice, I don't want to mess it up. But I'm a little concerned. I don't appreciate myself and my joy in singing. The child who receives without reservation. Now that's a big one, to receive without reservation, without feelings of self-consciousness, without feelings of self-doubt. The child who gives without judgment, the open heart. We're not going to fully appreciate anything in the world without opening our hearts. Give us the child's eyes that we may receive the beauty and freshness of this day like a sunrise. Give us a child's eyes that we may receive the beauty and freshness of this day like a sunrise. How does that sound to you? Doesn't that sound delicious? Doesn't that sound fresh and fun and creative and open? Doesn't that sound like appreciating this day in a way that we don't often do? Give us a child's ears that we may hear the music of mythical times. Hear mythical times. It doesn't need to make too much sense. Children aren't asking for the exact answers and the formula and the scientific reasoning behind everything they hear. They are interested in myth. Give us a child's heart that we may be filled with wonder and delight. Oh, oh, a child says, wow. You know when that happens? It happens in childhood, and it happens at the end of life. It happens at the end of life. When we've stopped censoring, when we've stopped building walls and being careful, when we return to the eyes and the heart and the ears and the wonder of a child, when we return to all that is true, just as we heard in the service on Tuesdays with Maury, just as we heard many times expressed during those end-of-life services, when all is stripped away, when we get to our core self, what do we appreciate? What matters? The stirring of the heart with love. We return to the wonder of a child. My father was quite the businessman, and I've often told you he was a Wall Street stockbroker, pretty stodgy and serious. And he spent the last few weeks of his life in hospice care in a beautiful hospice in Massachusetts, a hospice center. And there were only two words, two phrases that he used for those last 2 weeks. They were thank you and I love you. And he said them to everyone, the housekeepers, the people who brought his tray of soup, the nurses. He took their hands. He asked the housekeeper to put down her mop and hold his hands. My father, rigid and distant. Thank you. And I love you. End of life. Childhood. The wonder of a child. Give us the spirit of a child who is not afraid to need, who is not afraid to love. My friends, I say amen. Amen. May we each go forth with the wonder of a child, with the wonder of the last days of life. May we treat each opportunity with an amazement at the beauty, just like a sunrise over Narragansett Beach when the sun rises crimson in the sky and your heart expands. May we greet the day that way. Full of appreciation, it is our natural state that we are born into, just like a child receives. Blessed be, and amen. Are your spirits opened?
Yes.
The spirit of a child, the playfulness of a child, the fun of a child. May we go forth this day, opening our hearts, opening our minds, and opening our spirits, taking down the walls that separate us. Remember, my friends, we are one. There is a oneness among us, a oneness in the universe. We can love one another. Go forth in love. Blessed be. Amen.